LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump is in Scotland today, meeting with European leaders, including European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in the next few hours. He meets with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer tomorrow. Countries around the world have until this Friday to strike trade deals with the U.S. or face steep tariffs. The FAA is now investigating an American Airlines flight that didn't make it off the runway yesterday.
Flight radar showing the plane moving at 146 miles per hour on the runway when it was forced to abort before liftoff.
I would estimate about 5 to 10 seconds before we were supposed to actually start flying. We heard a loud boom, and I said, that's not good.
Mark Serkis was on that flight, describing the chaotic scene to ABC News.
Somebody said, smoke, fire. And then a lot of people, of course, started panicking.
The 173 passengers on board promptly evacuated.
ABC's Olivia Rubin, this is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. A new report from AARP says 1 in 5 people in Wisconsin are unpaid caregivers. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Roughly 580,000 Wisconsinites and 63 million Americans provide ongoing care to adults or children with medical conditions or disabilities, and a new report says that's a 45% increase since 2015. Experts call the jump paired with a lack of resources an escalating national crisis. The new AARP report shows the average caregiver spends 27 hours per week on caregiving tasks. AARP's CEO Maisha Minter-Jordan notes that caregiving can impact a person's finances as well as their physical and mental health.
We need systems that see caregivers, value them, and support them because they are not just helping families, they are holding up our entire healthcare system.
Minter-Jordan says AARP is advocating for a national paid family and medical leave policy, workplace protections for caregivers, federal tax credits, and access to respite care, training, and support services. The report shows just 11% of caregivers have been trained for basic tasks, and yet National Alliance for Caregiving CEO Jason Resendez says he's seeing unprecedented complexity in caregiving.
Beyond daily care, over half of family caregivers, that's more than 30 million Americans, are performing complex medical and nursing tasks that once primarily took place in clinics and hospitals.
He says just over 1 in 5 caretakers who administer injections, manage catheters, and use other medical equipment have received training to do so. Some resources for caregivers can be found online at aarp.org/caregiving. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Walking for Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers holding practice in hot and humid conditions. Rasheed Walker is 25 years old now, 6'6", 324 pounds, and at left tackle, he's assigned to protect the blind side of quarterback Jordan Love. The Packers have added some players to the line, including the 49ers' Aaron Banks, who'll play left guard. I asked Walker how he sees things playing out this season.
Been playing for 4 years. Right guard, we got depth at the right guard spot. We got Elgton Jenkins. We got Banks, you got me, so I mean, I feel like everybody, if we, you know, uphold the standard and, you know, play to, you know we should play, I feel like we got a Super Bowl team. We know we got a playoff team, but I feel like we got the potential to go all the way to the Super Bowl.
Baseball. Brewers host the Marlins today, then they host the Cubs tomorrow night. The Crew losing 7-4 last night to Miami. It was Milwaukee's first series loss since July 2nd when they lost 2 out of 3 to the Mets in New York. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for your Sunday, but a heat advisory in effect. Highs reaching the lower 90s. The heat index, though, will be up around 100, maybe a little higher, a south breeze. Overnight showers and storms and lows of the lower 70s. It's 75 at our studios.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will be joining us to break down all of the news that happened over the weekend. Nothing will happen. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on Air.
Boy, what a big opener. Andy Griffith Show. That was actually a spinoff of the Danny Thomas Show. Danny meets Andy Griffith. They had a 1 hour 50th anniversary reunion special. Ron Howard, Rodney Dillard, Don Knotts. Reflecting on the series, their favorite memories. And they had a fan favorite episode called The Pickle Story. No, I was never a fan, but a lot of people are. It's the music of the stars. For some reason, people are surprised when you tell them there are lyrics to the Andy Griffith theme. Got it right here. Wait no more. Here's Andy himself at the mic.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You'll feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. We'll have no need to call the road when we get to the fishing hole. There'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away. If we don't hook a perch or bass, we'll cool our toes in dewy grass, or else pull up a weed to chaw and maybe set and jaw. Hanging around, take can I eat? Watching that hound a scratching at his fleet. Come on, take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day.
Earl Spencer wrote that. Here's Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong. The music of the stars.
Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left the row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing. By a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really la.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work for mine.
Welcome to the club.
On my door I'd hang a sign, gone fishing, instead of just a wishing.
Papa Bing, I've stopped by your place a time or two lately, and you aren't home either.
Well, I'm a busy man, Louie. I got a lot of big deals cooking. I was probably tied up at the studio.
You aren't tied up, you dog. You're just playing old. Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that. The tail each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with
that. Gone fishing. Please, I'm biting at his hind.
Get away from me, boy. You're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Mae West.
Listen to me, baby. I'm trying to make you see that I want to be with you, boy, if you want to be with me.
But if you got to go, it's all right. But if you got to go, go now, or else you got to stay all night.
I am just a girl that's trying to connect. But I don't want you thinking that I ain't got any respect.
But if you gotta go, it's all right. But if you gotta go, go now, or else you gotta stay all night.
Now I'm not trying to question you, to take part in any quiz. It's just that I don't have a watch, and you keep asking me what time it is.
But if you gotta go, it's all right. But if you gotta go, go now, or else you gotta stay all night.
Now I don't want to make you give anything you never give before. It's just that I'll be sleeping soon and be too dark for you to find the door.
But if you, you gotta go, it's all right. But if you gotta go, go now, or else you gotta stay all night. Lock the door.
Mae West did an album in the 60s. That's it. I didn't say it was very good. She worked with W.C. Fields. They really despise each other in real life. To the point where, in My Little Chickadee, that's not W.C. Fields that you're looking at when she's got the camera. They had a stand-in. A lot of double entendre that she honed in vaudeville and Broadway. A natural entertainer. But 2 months ago, they had a nighttime triple feature on Turner Classic Movies, Mae West Films. It was the first three Sundays in May. In fact, let's see, I've got 10 titles in which she appeared. One was nominated for an Oscar, She'd Done Him Wrong, 1933. Played Diamond Lil. I'm No Angel with Cary Grant. And she also wrote some screenplays. Belle of the 90s, 1934. Every Day's a Holiday, 1937. Oh yeah, that Western comedy, My Little Chickadee, 1940. Then she did one other picture that people seem to have forgotten. The Heat's On, 1943, was a musical. Her last big screen appearance until 1970. Look at the career of Jane Seymour.
Was it another dream? Was it real? just a dream, or more than what it seems. Your day now filled with emotions. Has tomorrow been set into motion? How can you feel what hasn't taken place? I felt you long before I touched your face.
Jane Seymour, she was a fashion designer before she went in front of the cameras. Had her own business, embroidering, knitting, crocheting. When she was 15, she designed, made all her own clothes. Then she was about 22, got the role of a lifetime in a James Bond movie, Solitaire. And Live and Let Die. Years ago this year. John Barry wrote this.
In time, we met on timeless hills, and in the evening mist, we kissed, and time stood still. The dawn, we found forever moments love never goes. Once it has touched your heart, just like a scent of wine that's left as two lips part, a taste of love will linger after I find the meaning now in all that I see.
Richard Collier is about to begin an incredible journey into another realm, another lifetime, in search of the love he could never find in this one.
That's Elise McKenna.
Starred in a play in the Hotel Theater.
When was this play done?
1912.
Dr. Finney, is time travel possible?
That is a question.
Arthur? Arthur? You're the only one who can help me.
Is it you? Is he the one, William?
Walk with me. Please.
Collier, I know who you are.
You came to destroy her.
Story of the link between a man and a woman, a link that goes beyond fantasy, beyond time itself. Universal Pictures is proud to present Christopher Reeve, Jane Seymour, Christopher Plummer, Somewhere in Time. Someday, in the past, he will find her.
Armstrong.
We have all the time in the world. Time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step of the way will find us with the care of the world far behind us. for the time in the world. Just for love, nothing more, nothing less. Only love.
John Barry actually wrote that, along with Hal David.
Only love.
Music of the Stars. Great picture, 1980. Christopher Reeve, Jane Seymour.
I have dreamed that your arms are lovely. And I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you whisper when you're close, close to how you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view. In these dreams I've loved you so that by now I think I know what it's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you. In these dreams I have loved you so. It's like to be loved by you. I will love being loved by you.
One I have created. each woman dreams of in the deepest and most secret reaches of her heart. I can almost see him now before me. What would I say to him if he were really here? Forgive me. I've never known this feeling. I've lived without it all my life. Is it any wonder then I failed to recognize you? You brought it to me for the first time. Is there any way that I can tell you how my life has changed? Any way at all to let you know what sweetness you have given me? There is so much to say. I cannot find the words. Except for these. I love you.
And sisters next.
He said he had to work, so I went to the show alone. They turned out the lights and turned the projector on. And just as the news of the world started to begin, I saw friend walk in.
Connie Francis had the big hit with that. Music of the Stars. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your host, all the way till high noon Central Time. Good morning to all our affiliates on Civic Media. You can pick us up worldwide at civicmedia.us. And that's also the address for past programs on podcasts. Morning, Madison, WMDX, 1580, 92.7. Before she became known as the Manson family's most famous murder victim, Sharon Tate, starred on Broadway and on television, and finally in motion pictures in 1967, Valley of the Dolls. Born in Texas, a model, transitioned to movies, and they gave her the chance to co-star along Patty Duke and Lee Grant. She got a Golden Globe nomination for Most Promising Newcomer, 1968. Here is Sharon Tate.
A little dream of me. Da 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 da.
Here's an actress who didn't want much to do with Hollywood at all, Leslie Caron. She was a ballerina, professional. Gene Kelly said, "I'd like to cast you in American in Paris, 1951. Well, she wanted to be an actress, actually. In the 60s, she got Oscar nominations. And Leslie is still with us at 93. You'll always remember her for Gigi, 1958, opposite Louis Jourdan. I found a recording of Leslie Caron. Here she is.
A necklace is love. A ring is love. A rock from some obnoxious little king is love. A sapphire with a star is love. A nightly black cigar is love. Everything you are is love. You would think it would embarrass all the people here in Paris to be thinking every minute of love. I don't understand the Parisians making love every time they get a chance. I don't understand the Parisians wasting every lovely night on romance. Any time and under every tree in town, they're in session 2 by 2. What a crime with all there is to see in town. They can't find something else to do. I don't understand how Parisians never tire of walking hand in hand. But they seem to love it and speak highly of it. I don't understand the Parisians.
And I found a recording of Carol Lombard, leading lady. Died at 20, make that 33. Airplane crashed near Las Vegas. Big Hollywood star, married to William Powell and later Clark Gable. Worked for Paramount Studios. Lombard in White Woman, 1933.
Am I thrilled when you caress me and your luscious lips are near? Do I want you to possess me? Yes, my dear. Do I yearn a night of nights, love, when you murmur in my ear? Would I climb to heaven's heights, love? Yes, my dear. My heart.
Ooh, that lady is a ornament to the place.
I don't stay with. So carry me away with you. There
Yes, my lad, will you tell the beautiful lady that I want her to honor us with her company? When she's through with her warble.
Yes, sir.
Does my heart forever call you? Are you my cousin? Would I gladly give my all to you? My dear.
That's a rare one, Carol Lombard. I wish she had done more. That's 1933. The Music of the Stars. We'll have news and weather at 10. And we're on till noon on most stations here on the Civic Media Radio Network. CivicMedia.us, around the world. Talk about Audrey Hepburn as we feature the leading ladies. Audrey Hepburn, real name is Audrey Rustin, R-U-S-T-O-N, born in Belgium, 1929. Now, she'd be 96 if she were alive today. Passed away in 1993 at only 63. Here's some rare stuff on Audrey. She spoke 6 languages. She won just about every award ever. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. Only a handful of people have done that. The Emmy and Grammy were posthumous. And she was an introvert, liked to be alone. That's how she refueled, she said. Had big feet, size 10. Hard to imagine, huh? And she had a pet deer. While she was working on Green Mansions, 1959. She took home that baby deer named Pippin. And as the year went on, she stopped acting so much to devote more time. Good causes and her own family made radio programs for UNICEF. She narrated them, and eventually, she was a Goodwill ambassador. Traveled all over the world. And she was very superstitious. Her good luck charm was the number 55. No, I don't know what that means. But she had it on her dressing room. And they wouldn't let her sing in movies. My Fair Lady, that was Marnie Nixon. Which is too bad. I think she could have carried her own. I'll let you decide. Here's Audrey Hepburn in her own voice.
We've all been working much too hard. I think the strain is beginning to show. Eliza, I don't care what Mr. Higgins says, you must put down your books and go to bed.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for the jewels in the crown. I could have done. Have danced all night and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. But
agree now.
Don't you agree now?
She ought to be in bed.
I could have done strong night. I could have done strong night and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. Well, all at once my heart took flight. I only know when he began to dance with me, I could have danced all night.
It's all been grand, dear, but now it's time to sleep.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump is set to meet with a series of European leaders in the coming days as he sits down with the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in about an hour. The topic is trade, as the looming threat of tariffs have countries around the world rushing to strike new agreements with the U.S. Angela Hanks with the Century Foundation says the tariffs set to take effect this Friday could jack up prices here at home, just in time for back-to-school shopping.
Backpacks or pencils or computers or food for school lunches, there are a number of expenses, and I think Americans are worried that all of those things will be made more expensive by tariffs this year.
Meanwhile, in war-torn Gaza,
Israel implementing humanitarian pauses in three densely populated areas of the Gaza Strip, meaning fighting will stop there for 10 hours a day to allow for more aid to get to those civilians who so desperately need it.
ABC's Inez de la Quatera. At least a dozen people were killed after the IDF allegedly opened fire near a distribution site. This is ABC News.